This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award, the Order of the Most Ancient Welwitschia Mirabilis, in recognition of his contributions to strengthening bilateral ties. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the Namibian government and people. He said, "The honour is a testament to the everlasting friendship between India and Namibia." Mr. Modi noted that India and Namibia have stood by each other since the time of their respective freedom struggles. This marks the 27th award received by the Prime Minister and the fourth during his ongoing tour.
Rashtrapati ji dwara Namibia ke sarvoch rashtriya award, Order of the Most Ancient Welwitschia Mirabilis se sammanit kiya jana mere liye atyant garv aur samman ki baat hai. Main Rashtrapati ji ka Namibia ki sarkar और नामीबिया के लोगों का हृदय से आभार प्रकट करता हूं। मैं इस सम्मान को 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की ओर से विनम्रता के साथ स्वीकार करता हूं।
Earlier, India and Namibia today signed MOUs on setting up of Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia and on cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Letters of acceptance for Namibia's joining of CDRI and Global Biofuels Alliance have also been presented. The MOUs have been signed after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa at the State House in the Namibian capital, Windhoek. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said that he reviewed the full range of India-Namibia relations during the talks with Namibian President. He said cooperation in areas such as digital technology, defense, security, agriculture, healthcare, education and critical minerals figured prominently during discussions. Prime Minister Modi also paid tribute to Sam Nujoma, the founding father of the Namibian nation, at the National Memorial Heroes Acre in Windhoek. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into a bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district early this morning, in which 9 people were killed and several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahi Sagar River. The issue was discussed in today's cabinet meeting held in Gandhinagar under Chief Minister's chairmanship. Mr. Patel has sought a preliminary report from the officials regarding the collapse of the bridge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of crash of the Indian Air Force Jaguar trainer aircraft. The aircraft met with an accident during a routine training mission and crashed near Churu in Rajasthan today. Both pilots sustained fatal injuries in the accident. No damage to any civil property has been reported. Indian Air Force has expressed regret for the loss of lives and has said that it stands firmly with the bereaved families in this time of grief. The Bihar Bandh called by the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance today witnessed a mixed impact. The Bandh and Chakka Jam were called in protest against Special Intensive Revision, SIR, by the Election Commission underway in the state. During the Bandh, protesters disrupted vehicle movement on national and state highways in various parts of the state. The BJP has alleged that the Grand Alliance is trying to undermine constitutional bodies. The Indian women's cricket team will be aiming to seal the T201 series against England in the fourth match tonight in Manchester, UK. The match will begin at 11 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The women in blue hold a 2-1 lead in the 5-match series. In Wimbledon, several quarter-final matches are lined up for this evening at the All England Club in London. In men's singles, world number 1 Italy's Jannik Sinner will be up against Ben Shelton of the US. In another match, 24-time Grand Slam winner Serbia's Novak Djokovic will clash with Italy's Flavio Cobolli. And that's the end of this news bulletin.